Welcome to LaTwins Experience with
Kim
and Donietta.
Now let's get back on our bullshit.
Okay!
I can't! I'm Kim.
And I'm Donietta.
And welcome back to another episode of LaTwins Experience.
Back on our bullshit.
Hey.
And we still ain't coughing, y'all.
We still good together
and we still ain't coughing.
I don't know why forehead looks so big with this ponytail.
Wait, hold on.
1, 2, 3, 4
It ain't 5. That's all that matter. Hold on. It ain't 5. That's all that matter. Okay.
Girl, but I do look a little young with this. I might have to wear my hair like this more often.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I ain't put my concealer up under my eyes to brighten and tighten like I normally do. So y'all just going to get with y'all. These 40-year-old eyes today.
We's 40, y'all.
I'm doing that, but there's nothing petty going on. That's just me being 40-year-old and having mucus. Girl, so what's been going on in your week, child?
I had to clear my throat in my Runwave episode this week. I was like, like Donietta would do. I pour this wine. Shoot.
I'm going to be ghetto and drink mine out the can again.
Wait, this is my... I found this one on the door. So now this is my last one. I thought last week was the last one. Now this is the last one.
I just spilled some of mine. I need a napkin. Oh, Jesus. Hold on. All right, we back. We back like we never left.
Good Lord. So it's cold in New York. Like, I don't know what had happened. Like, it was summer, then it was cold for 2 days, and then it was warm again. I was like, yeah, I'm out here sleeveless shirt. And now, you know, I think the warm weather is done. It is almost November, though.
Because, you know, I turn my heat on in the morning lately. We got to cut some of that nip out the air. Like, I sleep with the air on. And in the morning and during the day, I've been having my heat on. So we at that time of the year in the South where I don't know whether I'm coming or going, Lord. I'm just here.
You still sleep with the air on now?
It was on 68 last night and I had the ceiling fan on.
Girl, let me drink this wine. She tripping.
Like, I be hot and don't let somebody be in the bed with me, baby. I be feeling like I'm in Dante's Inferno, honey. Woo, child, like, we can spoon for about 10 minutes, then you gotta go.
Mm-mm. I don't know why it's hot. Like, I'm ready to go back in hibernation. Or
like from quarantine. The world? Or
like quarantine.
I need to, because, you know, I just left the wonderful state of Florida, and it is open. It made Georgia look like Little House on the Prairie, baby.
Listen, I have some people, like, because, you know, we're runners, y'all. We met through running, right? And the New York City Marathon is coming up in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some folks are coming into town. And I'm like, I sent them an invite to a party. And mm-hmm. they're like, you got to be vaxxed to get in. I was like, bruh, this is New York City. You got to be vaxxed to go everywhere.
I hope they don't let y'all heathens out the damn airport if you're not vaxxed. Listen, they should do that. You cannot, like, hey, you can't fly into certain countries without your COVID test. Do not come to another state without proof of vaccination or a COVID test within 72 hours.
Listen, you can't even go inside to pick up your race bib if you're not vaxxed. You have to pick it up on the streets.
Period.
They're not playing. New York, don't come to New York with y'all shits, because we ain't playing up over here. You got to wear your masks when you walk in the store.
Wear your masks.
Wear your mask. When you get on a train, you have to wear it. Like, we're not playing. Leave COVIDs in your states.
What's that guy's name who said he was delivered? He'd be like, wear your mask. Wear your mask.
He was delivered. Yes.
Wear your mask. Because, you know, so I went to Florida. Number one, I went for a wedding. Ain't nobody have on a mask.
Of course.
And then... I'm still living a hot girl summer, okay? So
summer's over.
No, in Florida, I had on no sleeves and flip-flops, baby.
I'm jealous.
So hot girl summer, and I'm in this one bar, and I'm just dancing, having the time of my life. And then next thing I know, I'm dancing with a bunch of people, and we just talking all up in each other's face. And then I wake up the next morning, and I was like, how did I bust my lip? And then you know how you be. It, child.
You know what? So, when you get in a group of people, like, you forget about COVID, right?
Yeah, like I was walking down the street getting them sausages that they be selling on the street at like 2-3 in the morning.
You got a dirty dog.
Oh, it was so good. Oh my god, it was. I did it both nights. I did it Friday night and Saturday night, child. But yeah, this guy was like, I'm gonna come to Atlanta and I'm gonna find you. Ooh. We're not friends on social media. We don't know each other phone number. Ooh. You don't even know my name. Ooh. Babe, we just dancing and carrying on. So
you ain't find a honey.
I ain't nervous, but if something happened, I ain't shocked. If I pop up with COVID, I ain't shocked.
Listen, I had that mentality like, if we didn't get it by now, we are not gonna get it. But there are so many vaccinated folks that is popping up with COVIDs now. Like, I don't know why I'm calling it COVIDs with an S, but I'm going to call it COVIDs.
Like Kroger's. It's like Kroger's, you know, Mines.
I'm going to call it COVIDs. Like, I scheduled an appointment for the booster shot. Mm-hmm. But this little pharmacy where I go, they have the nerve to say it's for 65 and older or underlying conditions.
I think that's the criteria everywhere, Kim. Hirsch.
No, it's not. Because you could go to CVS. You can go to all the other spots and just get it.
Oh.
But this pharmacy, they're discriminating. That's discriminatory.
That's ageism.
But look,
I'm not old.
And you know, I got the Johnson vax, right? And they say you can mix and match now. But I'm not mixing and matching nothing. Because if it takes me out.
I saw that.
You're going to know how it took me out. I'm not mixing and matching.
I saw that. And I was like, do I mix and match lipstick? We can mix and match panties and bras. Vaccine? No.
Yeah, I'm not mixing and matching. So I'll just wait until they lift the restrictions and then go get my one dose Johnson, whatever. But
is a booster for Moderna out yet? I got Moderna.
They're all out, Moderna and Pfizer. You can get all of them now.
Well, hell, I should have had it before I went down to Florida and was partying like I was white. But when I tell you, every day I was white boy wasted. Kim, the day of my flight back to Atlanta, early in the day, I was like, Donnetta, I know you about to do the most. So go ahead and set your alarm while the sun is up. Right? So, baby, I set my alarm, and I'm just sleeping in bed, and I just so happened to open my eyes. My alarm was supposed to go off an hour and 15 minutes ago. I had set it from Monday through Friday.
Ooh!
And then I realized that I still got my damn contacts in from the night before, and I still got a full face of makeup on.
Mm-mm-mm.
I ain't never packed a bag to get to the airport so damn quick, and then I still had to gas up because I had a rental car. Baby, but I'm here, Lord.
You was just a hot old mess.
It was a hot girl summer, and I was on that airplane when the flight attendant came around talking about some, do you want some snacks or a drink? Bitch, get out my face.
Ooh!
I feel sick. I do not want to talk. This plane is bumpy. So.
I'm going to need you to stay out of Florida. Stay out of Florida.
I don't think I'm going. Let me think. What is this? October? I probably won't go anymore this year.
Listen, once I had that layover in Miami airport, I said, you can't pay me to come back to Miami. You cannot. I'd have walked 2 miles through that Miami airport. Never again.
I always fly into Fort Lauderdale airport. Miami is a shit show.
Terrible. Mm-mm.
Period.
It.
Oh, black girl magic. I put this on here, but let me read about it. Hold on.
I don't even know what nuclear engineering is. Like, what is that? She working on the spaceships?
So a Jamaican has become the first black woman to graduate with a PhD in nuclear engineering at the University of Florida. Her name is Charlene Smith. nuclear engineering. I mean, it I'm just sounds smart. Out, it's giving off smart vibes for me.
Like, I'm thinking scientists, like nuclear, like she gonna mix some chemicals and make some formulas. What is
it's
a nuclear
giving Pinky
engineer?
And the Brain vibes for me. I'm here for it. It says she plans to help develop her country's energy infrastructure and nuclear engineering education. Hold on, y'all. We got to go look up nuclear engineering because we don't know. Y'all don't know neither. So we gonna help y'all.
Can
out.
She help to drop the curfew in Jamaica? Because nobody want to go there with your 10 o'clock curfew. Drop that.
This is making it worse. It says nuclear engineering is the branch of engineering concerned with the application of breaking down atomic nuclei or of combining atomic nuclei or with the application of other subatomic processes based on the principles of nuclear physics. She's smart, y'all.
I don't know what
she is. She's smarter than medical doctor smart, y'all.
Listen,
that's all I get from this.
She's the first Black woman to graduate with a PhD in nuclear engineering in 2021. Can you believe that?
It says nuclear engineers research and develop the processes, instruments, and systems used to derive benefits from nuclear energy and radiation. I still don't know what that means. Y'all, she is so smart.
She is too. She too smart for me. That's above my pay grade. I don't know what she...
We didn't learn none of these terms when I was getting my MBA. We did stuff like marketing, finance. I don't know what any of this is, y'all. It make me feel uneducated.
Wait, but she graduated in 2017 from Coppin State with a degree in chemistry and mathematics. She's smart, y'all. Like, I believe the children are our future. You go, girl.
All right, so let me tell y'all, we had the song pick of the week, and for another week, I just put my song on here like 3 seconds ago. Next week, I'm going to do better. it was a lust struggle. It was a little twin struggle, y'all. That's what we're gonna put on the next wave of shirts. Lust struggle. I like that.
Lust struggle.
And hot girl. I think we should do shirts that say hashtag hot girl summer.
Good child, summer's over. I'm gonna need you.
No, it's not. Summertime is a state of mind, y'all.
Summertime.
So,
over.
Child, what's your song pick for the week?
So my song pick, listen, I was just scared. I just let Spotify play. I pick a playlist and the playlist just go. And they just mix up all the good stuff. Like, you'd be having new songs, old songs, the goodies. So now, if you grew up in the 90s, I don't mean if you were born in the 90s. I mean if you grew up in the 90s, like you were in high school in the late 90s. That's grew up in the 90s.
If you were born in the 90s, you can't sit with us.
No, that means you grew up in the 2000s. You're a new millennium child. So if you grew up in the 90s, then like Bad Boy was like on top in the 90s, right? So this song, Total, Can't You See, featuring Biggie. And as soon as I hear that song, give me all the chicken.
Give me all of that.
Get in between and then peep the prognosis. Don't suspend the blends like Twizzle. That's my jam. I love Biggie.
Bad Boy was. Every time that song comes on, I just bop. Like, yeah, Bad Boy was high school. Like, ugh.
Bad Boy had everything in high school. Like, they were on top. On top. Ugh. I often wonder, if Biggie lived, would he still be with Puff right now? Like, nobody's with Puff. Who is still with Puff that was on Bad Boy?
Hold on. Mace, because he's still locked in that damn contract.
No.
Against his will.
Wait, remember Mace said that Diddy wouldn't give him his masters back? That was like last year.
And remember, where's 112? Well, they're not together anymore. Mary's gone. Faith is gone.
Nobody. Like, nobody.
Look, Cassie done went and got married and got some children, child. Everybody.
Everybody left Diddy. Everybody. Poor Diddy. No, not poor Diddy. That boy done took all everybody's money and living a high life in LA in the mansions and just, he's like, oh God, I had Sean John. I don't have to do nothing.
Ciroc.
You know, I'm keeping y'all masters.
Baby, I used to drink me some Ciroc, honey, until I realized that there's other vodkas in this thing called life. So Ciroc was like Hennessy, because you know Negronians love some Hennessy. And so, yeah, I used to be a Negronian. And I used to drink Ciroc. And then I realized, like, when I would go to restaurants and, like, networking events in corporate America, like, Ciroc is not at the bars,
they
honey.
They have it. It doesn't exist. You got to get drink you some Belvedere,
Tito's, Seagram's. Yeah. So I was like, wait, am I a Negronian? Mm-hmm. I done moved to Atlanta became...
That's like trying to order Alizé. Do they even make Alizé anymore?
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if you go to certain restaurants and bars, they don't have Hennessy. So, so when I was delivered and I...
She was delivered.
I don't really. I mean, I still like Ciroc, and there are certain flavors I'll drink. But you would not catch me at no restaurant where I'm paying $40 for my entree talking about some. Can I get some Ciroc?
I would never.
Never, and Beyonce would never either. So that's why we're not. And can yeah. Mm-mm. Wait, whoa! We just said we're not coughing.
Oh God. Put your hand down.
Yeah, lift your arm up like the babies.
Man, your arm up. This damn why that went down the wrong tube.
Lift your arm up like the babies, child.
I'm back. Let me take a sip.
That was a close call, and it wasn't nothing I could do because I'm in a whole nother state.
Try to take me out. Shit. I think the camera moved. You might have to do some.
Some stabilization. It was like world star hip hop.
Oh my God, I'm sweating. Woo.
What's only phone song? Numbers I know is your mama and your sister. I don't know your husband's phone number. Be like, Josh, she in the room. Help her. So my song pick of the week is Rules by Doja Cat. I like little Doja.
Is what is wrong with me?
Did you go to Florida this weekend?
Oh my God.
me.
Okay, so is Doja Cat white or black?
All of the above.
Oh my God. Okay.
Let's Google it.
Look, her name is Amala Ratna Zandil Damani. Dlamini?
Their first name is what ethnicity is Doja Cat came out? Her mother is Jewish American. Her father is Dumisani Dlamini, which is South African of Zulu descent.
So he's black South African.
South Africans really don't be blackety black.
But if he's of Zulu descent, he can't be white, right? There it is. Oh. No. I didn't get it.
Do not ask me, because the only Zulu that I'm familiar with is like when they had the Zulu balls in New Orleans for Mardi Gras. And so that is my ignorance. But I imagine that means, yes, he is like...
Black.
Black African descent. Well, looks more like us. Let me see Doja Cat Daddy. I'm going to Google him. Yeah, he's a black male.
He gotta be. Zulu, the Zulu tribe, Zulu nation, they're black.
He about our complexion black.
Okay, so she's half and half. So she black. She black.
Yeah.
You got a drip of black, you black girl, you black. Okay. Okay, Doja.
Well, that 1% rule.
That's all it takes.
I just said, we ain't coughing again. We coughing, we choking, we got mucus.
Listen, we have to stop these libations. We just need to go at this raw dog.
Wait a damn minute. What are we doing? What? Kim, that's just like wrong hole. How do we we get here?
It's too.
Oh my gosh.
It's too late for us to be drinking, and it's early. It's 8 o'clock.
What does that have to do with Raw Dog? Oh my gosh, I'm so taken aback and shocked.
To fill these cups up with water, agua. Or La Croix.
Apparently we need to fill them up with condoms because Kim out here talking about going Raw Dog. Oh God. You know what? Jesus be a fence.
Lord. Y'all's a mess.
And but there's nobody here but you and I right now.
Y'all's a mess.
We're not even taping in front of a live studio audience.
We should have been on Instagram Live. People would have been hanging up on us. Like, what is wrong with these children?
And that is a great segue into Bullshit of the Week. So this first one, I know if we talk about it, then we're going to go down a whole different rabbit hole.
Okay, y'all. So Insecure premiered this week. And I wore this kind of pink hoodie. I hate pink, by the way. Because y'all, AKAs, is on y'all bullshit this week. So... Insecure came back. We've been waiting for a whole, it's been a year, right? We've been waiting.
It's been more than a year, I feel like.
Child, they've been having us waiting for this show forever.
It was good too.
I thought it was good, right? And
I don't even know where to begin.
Did you see the hoopla coming?
Which hoopla? Are we talking about the premiere or are we talking about other stuff?
Okay, let's talk about the show first. Then we're going to get into the bullshit. So, the show, the girls are going back to their alma mater. First of all, did you know they went to Stanford? I had no idea.
And I didn't know all of them knew each other from college. That makes me love these friendships that they have even more.
You know, like, when I didn't see Insecure from the beginning, I binge-watched, like, season 1, 2, and 3, and then, or 1 and 2. I didn't watch it from the start. I binge-watched a couple, and then, you know, I caught on. So maybe that's why I didn't, did you know? I didn't know. I had no idea.
I did not. I think I knew that Molly and Issa were friends from college, but I think they were just like most of us. Like, we all have friends that live in the same cities as we do, as well as some old friends. Mm-hmm. So it seems like the only person that is not a college friend is Lawrence.
Where his behind came from? Even, what is Amanda Seale's character's name?
Her husband, yeah.
Even he went to Stanford. So they went to Stanford.
Tiffany, I don't remember.
What's the other girl's name? I don't know. So anyway.
Kelly. Tiffany and Kelly.
So
and
all the girls went to Stanford. They went back for their 20-year reunion.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Is it the 20? Because that would make them as old as us. And I think they still in their 30s.
They did say they were in their third. I thought it said 20-year reunion.
I think it's their 10.
No, it's 20 because they're probably like 38. 20-year reunion, they would be like 38.
I think they 32-ish.
No.
Because they still trying to figure out what direction they want to go in life and stuff. I think it was their 10-year. They ain't nowhere near our... In real life, they are our age.
Yeah.
On this show, they still do stupid 30-year-old stuff, you know.
Well... They were at their college reunion. Issa spoke on a panel and for like entrepreneurs, and she still felt that she was like not where she should be compared to the other entrepreneurs on the panel. Because, you know, she just thought
Look, newsflash, bitch, when you get to 40, you ain't gonna feel like you there either. I'm sorry. Spoiler alert.
You know, she started her business where she's doing her promotions and her parties and stuff. And she's just getting going, which is fine. You know, Issa gonna find her way. And I thought, I don't know what I thought. Let me drink my wine.
I was so happy when Lawrence picked her up from the airport.
No, I hate Lawrence. Okay. But I did see a video of Lawrence, and he was looking kind of fine, y'all. I was like,
kinda, or he was.
I never really thought Lawrence was cute. When I saw that video, I was like, okay, Lawrence, you're looking good, boy. But he
Lawrence is.
Remember when I said Lawrence is never in the episodes? I was shocked when he was at the end of this episode. I was like, where you came from, Lawrence? Picking up Issa at the airport. So, anywho.
He picked her up. Oh, gosh.
He picked
her up. I'm glad her and Molly found their way back.
No, but they're not back. It's still awkward.
I thought they got over it when they got jacked by that friend at the liquor store. The liquor store.
Well, we have to see what happens in the next episode. Because they had a little chuckle when their friend jacked them. That was funny.
I think they're back, and Issa done broke up with Lawrence, child.
She should have been broke up with Lawrence. Like, okay, no, I want to know how far ahead is this from where it left off? Because remember, his ex girlfriend was pregnant. Just found out she was pregnant.
Cam?
I don't know her name, child.
Candola. We're gonna say can, like a soda can. Candola.
So when the show left, we just found out she was pregnant, and we didn't know if Issa and Lawrence were going to be together. But now they're still together, but Issa dumped him. She was like, I can't do this. She said, I can't do this. I don't know
With tears in her eyes.
I know. I'm happy she did that, though, because who wants to be with a dude that knocked up a chick, then you got to play stepmama to his new baby, and I can't. It's too much.
Nobody, but he didn't do it because he was being like a fuckboy or anything else. Him and this woman were in a relationship, and they broke up, and then she's like, ta-da.
Then you should have used a condom. That ain't your wife.
Not with your... No!
They were not together for years. Use a condom. This is what happens.
We were just talking about raw dogging, and now we're talking about you should use a condom in a monogamous relationship.
But look, if that was me, if I was Issa, I would have left him from. I would not have. You'd have been done.
I would look into his pretty little eyes and see his pretty little teeth and be like,
No, I'm not playing stepmama to your baby with your ex-girlfriend. No.
I would not do that either, but I would still lovingly look into your eyes. Like, that's not my problem. Like,
so it took,
especially as a woman.
So it took Issa all this time to figure out that she don't want to be with Lawrence. So Issa going to be fucking around for the rest of the season. I can see it now.
No, she not.
Yes, she
going to get back with Lawrence.
Nope.
I'm going to call it. Mm-mm. Issa and Lawrence are going to work out.
I don't want to see Lawrence raggedy behind for the rest of this season. Issa going to be getting her swerve on for the rest of this season.
I'm going to start following Lawrence. What's his name? Jay Ellis on Instagram. And you know, I don't know nobody's name. I don't know half of my friends' real name. But I remember Jay Ellis.
By Jay Ellis and by Lawrence. Okay,
hello.
So, anywho.
Here, Kim ready. She ready. Listen, she want to talk about this.
Mm-mm. Look, the girls' fashion. First of all, I'm watching the show. I'm like, what is going on with all this Gucci? They was like, everybody was in Gucci. I was like, is Gucci, are they getting free clothes, sponsorship, like what is the deal? So Tiffany had on this pink and green Gucci, and we all know that ugly behind pink and green is from the AKAs, right? Sorry, AKAs, that pink and green is ugly. Now Diana is a Delta, right? I never pledged in college because my school didn't have sororities until I was a senior. And at that point, I'm like, it's too late. It is too late to be trying to do this. We all knew that Molly and Tiffany were AKAs, right? Molly been drinking out of her AKA mug, and Tiffany been told Tiffany's baby had a future AKA shirt on. Like, Tiffany been claiming AKA forever.
I don't remember any of this.
It's
awful. And I've watched every scene. I think I remember Molly's mug, but I don't think I knew about Amanda Seale's character, Tiffany.
Yes. Tiffany's baby had a future AKA shirt on. They've always
really?
Claimed. Yeah. But here's the thing. Did Amanda's shirt even say, I saw the A and the K. Was the A other A there? I never saw that.
It was there.
You sure? Mm-hmm. And was the pin, because you know her hair was over it.
I don't remember seeing a pin, but I will say when I saw that cardigan, I said to myself, self? But I didn't mind that business because that's not my business.
But look,
but I do remember, see it. Let me see. I'm going to look up the pin. Keep talking.
But you only saw it, you noticed it because you're in a sorority, right? I knew the pink and green was AKA, but I didn't even see the letters on her shirt. because I'm just wasn't looking for that.
When I saw the pink and green Gucci dress, I was like, okay, that's a nod. Sort of how like they used to do it on A Different World. Like they would have people in sororities and fraternities, but they didn't actually like have the exact letters. It would be something stupid like, I don't know, Gamma Rho Chi, but they would have on red and white. Mm-hmm. So you could sort of get where they were going. So with the pink and green, I was like, oh, I didn't know it was a Gucci dress at the time, but I was like, oh, the dress. But when I saw the cardigan, like that really made me be like, oh.
But look, you can't even see AKA on a cardigan because it would have been all over the internet. Like you can see the A, you don't see anything else.
I remember seeing the A and the K.
I think that they specifically did not show all three letters. And I don't remember the pen. I think y'all look at... like
I don't remember the pen. Like, where was the pen supposed to be?
I have no idea. I think they just be making shit up. Like, here's a video.
I remember the cardigan.
You can't even see... I don't remember a pen. Look, I'm going to send you this scene. You can't even see it. They're just making shit up. But are the people mad because it's Amanda Seals? Or are the people mad because of the letters?
I think people are mad because it's the letters. I do remember Molly's mug. Like, and I might be making, you know how you can make up memories too. Be like, oh yeah, I remember that. But I don't remember the mug being a big faux pas. The cardigan. I am not a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha, and the cardigan did catch my attention.
Damn, this is one of our only black shows, and y'all are tearing the last season of the show, and y'all just can't help but to pick apart the show and tear it down.
Well, like crest and letters and stuff depend. Most of the MPHC organizations, those things are licensed and trademark, and I do believe it blatantly says on websites that you cannot use like exactly or even the likeness without permission. And what Insecure, like Issa's black, her cast is predominantly black. I just don't believe that nobody on the cast, the crew, the janitorial staff, the person who bought the Moe's food truck so they can have a lunch break, like none of those people said, you know what, this might not be a good idea. Child, here we go talking about Lil Bow Wow. What's his name? Shad. Shad. And Abednego.
He's grown now. Shad. It's Shad. Shad Moss. So this little Bow Wow got another child, girl.
How many is that?
I think he only has two. He went and claimed this baby on Instagram like a year ago, right? And then unclaimed the poor baby and said the baby wasn't his. So the baby mama must have went to court and got, you know, DNA and all that other stuff. And turns out, Maury said, you are the daddy.
She's like, you ain't gonna call me no hoe.
Yeah, so turns out he is the father. Child went
you
to court.
You is the pappy.
She got her paternity test. And is his last name Moss, though? His name is Stone Kamen. Is Kamen his last name?
I thought Reshack, and Abednego Moss. Oh. Yeah, I think his last name is Moss.
No, Bow Wow's last name is Moss. The child's last name is Kamen, the mother's name. So she didn't even give the son Bow Wow's last name. You go, girl.
Check and mate.
Listen, if I had a child with a man and we were not married, I am not giving my kid that man's last name. Sorry, not sorry.
I once knew this guy. And I remember his name is, let's say, Willie Moore Jr. Well, I need to put a third name in there. Let's say his name is Willie Moore Shaka Khan Jr. Right? But his daddy is Willie Moore Jackson.
What?
So his mama named him Junior, but he has her
last name,
maiden last name.
That's how his it should parents, be.
Not you, but you're not a junior. You see,
that's so not how it should dad, be.
Yeah, so his mom and dad eventually got married, and now his mom's last name is no longer even his last name because now her last name is his daddy and her husband's last name. Now, so I remember, I was like, but you're not a junior. And he was like, Oh, now mind you, I'm in my 30s, so this man is too at this point. And mm-hmm. you just realize that you're not really a junior. And he was like, well, I think that women should give the kids the father's last name. And I was like, well, why? And he was like, well, if nothing else, it's biblical.
It ain't biblical. Look, when I had my son,
Jesus did not have a last name.
That shit ain't biblical.
Jesus was Jesus of Nazareth. Last names are very much Western civilization culture. Like, Jesus did not have a last name.
Look, let me tell you. That's not biblical. When I had my son, we weren't married mm-hmm. yet. When you're in the mm-hmm. hospital.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm, we got married like 2 years later. When you're mm-hmm. in the hospital, they put the name, the last name of the mother is the name that goes on the baby's bassinet. So the baby had mm-hmm. my last name on the bassinet. Now, I did say that if I wasn't married, that I would give the child my last name. But my fool behind gave my son his father's last name.
But I mean, y'all are married to this day. So, I mean, I think it sort of kind of worked out perfectly. Kim, shut up. Go to sleep. It's special bedtime.
What had happened was,
she was in love, y'all. Bye, Kim. Go to sleep.
She was a damn fool, but it all worked out in the end.
To be loved. To be loved. She was in love, still in love, drunk in love, crazy in love, dangerously in love. Kim, go to sleep.
But when you look back on the hospital pictures, that little card has my maiden name on it.
Yeah, when I told him, I was like, Jesus didn't have a last name. He was Jesus of Nazareth. He was like, like, I think I shook his whole world. Yeah, Pokes, I hope he's doing okay.
We hope you are all right, dude.
Like, that's not biblical. They didn't have last names. But I digress. What we got next? Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle is funny, man. Like,
I have a confession.
What?
I know he's like in a lot of controversy right now. Mm-hmm. But this morning,
you
I
got tickets? Yeah. I was gonna get tickets too. Oh my God. I was gonna get tickets too.
And you know, I thought about texting you and being like, you wanna come to Atlanta in November? You probably do, because it's gonna be cold up there.
Listen, let me refresh my little lipstick. I was going to buy tickets too because I'm like, this is too funny not to go. But look, Dave Chappelle said, he released the video, but he basically said, y'all ain't going to summon me to nowhere. I'll talk to y'all when I'm good and damn well ready. So listen.
Period.
I'm going to need y'all to leave Dave Chappelle alone. He got his money. Netflix has stood by him. He said y'all complaining, y'all walking out of work, but I'm the only one that's not allowed up in Netflix. Y'all can still go to work. So yeah, y'all gonna just let it go. Just LIG it. Quit Netflix if you so mad. Just leave. What else can you do? Don't come for Dave Chappelle unless he sent for you, cause he ain't having it.
I'm gonna go see him. I'll tell y'all how it is. It's going to be funny.
I'm sure it is going to be
It's
going to
be good. I'm talking about the fact that I got tickets. We're supposed to be talking about the fact that he doubled down. He said, I don't take back nothing that I said. And my latest, The Closer, Netflix, you know, debut.
And he shouldn't, though. I mean, he said what he said.
I watched it, and I didn't think he was being... I personally didn't feel like he was being, like, derogatory or... like spewing hate speech or anything like that. Like, that's not what I took from it at all. Like, I wasn't even like, yeah, I didn't even, yeah, I wasn't even on that street. I wasn't even on that block.
Me either. Like, are we sleeping?
We might not be woke.
Well, I don't know. Because I just watched. I mean, it was very cringeworthy. Like, a lot of the things he said, I was like, probably shouldn't have said that, but because, you know, I'm not trans, I wasn't offended, but it offended them.
Oh, child, this next one, bye. Finally, praise the Lord.
So Nick Cannon is saying that he is now celibate.
If raw dogging was a person.
After he done had like 20 kids, now you celibate? Wait, so what's the difference between celibate and abstinent? Let's see. What is celibate? Celibate is abstaining from marriage and sexual relations, typically for religious reasons.
So like a nun or can priests be married?
Wait, so what is abstinent? A-B-S-T. How do you spell
abstinence? Abstinence means like more so like you're waiting until you get married. So like celibate means you're going to never ever do that in your life. Abstinence is sort of like to refrain.
Yeah, so abstinence means not having any kind of sex with a partner. Sex includes vaginal intercourse, oral sex, and anal sex.
Because we had to differentiate because y'all be trying to find them loopholes.
But he said that he masturbates. Isn't that part of sex?
So is he celibate or abstinent? Hold on. What is he?
He said he's celibate.
He can't be celibate because he's already engaged in the act unless he's saying that he is never ever. So I think like, can a priest be married? I don't think a priest can be married. A pastor or a reverend or a preacher not a priest, right?
Like in the Catholic faith, no. Priests don't get married. They don't have sex.
Yeah, so like priests and nuns and probably monks maybe and other groups that we're just not thinking of at this moment but are included would be celibate. He probably needs to say he's practicing abstinence and sort of kind of if it's only for like a week, then let's just not talk about it at all.
Wait, is someone said abstinence? Because I just found out celibacy is no sex and no marriage forever on some nun shit. Abstinence, you just holding out until marriage. That's my stilo too, Nick.
Wink, wink.
So he's abstinent, not celibate.
At all.
How long this gonna last? 10 minutes?
That's why I said if it's only like for the week, then let's just not talk about it.
But he'll have somebody knocked up. Well, look, I think he said he's been abstinent for 3 months. So if he has a woman pregnant now, what month are we in? October, at 9 months, at 10 months, actually. We should be getting a baby around June.
How come we don't work at Spanx?
Girl, wait, hold on. We should go work for Spanx. Cause let me tell you, I got these Spanx tights.
We already missed it.
I got these Spanx tights, and they are the best tights. They look like leather, but they're not. They're faux leather biker tights. Mm. They are amazing.
Do they hold in the front and the back?
They hold it. I don't own any shapewear. I never had to buy any of that stuff. I don't have any Spanx that I wear under my clothes, but I have one pair of Spanx tights, and they are amazing. So their shapewear must be incredible. So the founder of Spanx gave all. Now, I don't know if it's all of the employees, the corporate employees, because you know I had to Google how many employees there are at Spanx. Google says there's 750 employees at Spanx. She gave everyone $10,000. I don't know if it was that room of people or if it was every Spanx employee. They don't say.
I hope it's everybody because they're headquartered here in Atlanta. And I'm looking and I don't see no people of color in the room. But okay.
How does that happen?
In Atlanta. Carry on.
So I want to know how many, because look, I think Spanx just sold. Hold on. Let me get the figures, y'all.
She may have gifted everybody in the company $10,000 because you know what that is?
A tax write-off.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't nothing to her. That's the money that she would have had to pay to Uncle Sam. It says she's going to gift it and write it off on her taxes. So don't get it twisted. She ain't being that damn generous. I'm reading this article. So last week, a private equity firm called Blackstone said it would take a majority stake in the Spanx brand. And that it would be worth the 8-figure valuation in a news release. So Spanx is expected to make $7 billion by 2030. Wow. But they still don't say how many employees. Okay, if you think about it, if the whole 750 employees of Spanx got the $10,000, let's get my calculators out. So 750 times $10,000 is $7,500,000. Not a lot of money for a $1 billion corporation. Add in the 2 first class tickets, maybe that's another $5,000 each. So maybe she spent about $15,000 a person times 750. $11 million. I'm not impressed. It was a good gesture, yes, but you know, she's sitting on a billy and she's giving away $10 million. Come on. Come on. And then, you know what? It's not even sincere because you posted about it on Instagram. Do you realize she put it up on her Instagram page?
She put it up, or just somebody else?
She put it up on her verified Instagram page. Let me see if it was on Spanx or her personal page. She was going to post on her verified Instagram account. It was on her personal account, Sarah Blakely. So this is a publicity stunt, right?
That's Kodak Black. Why did I think that was Little Uzi Vert with... Child, I don't know what these little children look like. So, y'all, there. I cannot keep up with these children. I thought that was Little Uzi Vert, child. Because Uzi put the one in that diamond in his forehead, and he date one of the city girls.
I don't know who none of these people are.
You know who the city girls is.
I know who the city girls are.
Give a fuck about a nigga.
I know who them heifers are. I don't know who no Lil Uzi Vert is.
Uzi Vert and Kodak Black. So y'all, Kodak Black.
All I know is he got his little nappy hair dyed platinum blonde, and all that hair gonna fall out, child. Like, I've been down that blonde road. It's just not in well.
Baby, I've been down the blonde road, and I went to flat iron my hair and wasn't no hair to flat iron. Baby, I don't know where it was, but it was broke off somewhere out there.
When you go R.I.P. to the hairdresser and say, dye me blonde, why do they not say, don't do this? They never say, don't do this. They know your hair gonna be on the ground every day. When I tell you, my hair was on the ground every day.
Every I don't even day. Know where mine was at. I just went to Flatiron. Because you know you got to get them good Flatirons with the gold plates. I went to Flatiron and my had this much hair. But I had a bob. It was supposed to be. I don't know where that hair is to this day, y'all.
If you're listening and you're thinking of going blonde, don't do it. Unless you want to be
bald.
All the
protein treatments in the world is not going to help you.
No help.
I did them.
No help. Mm-mm. He just nasty.
He's a grown man.
How old is he?
Right?
He looked like a child.
What's his name? Kodak Black. Age. He's 24. Okay. Oh. You've done a lot of living, sir, if you look like this at 24.
Y'all need to stay off of these. Listen, y'all, we had these drugs back in the day. Like, I'm trying to think of what... We didn't
wear sunscreen, and our skin does not look like leather, yet y'all's does. We used to ride our bikes all day until the streetlights came on. We did not drink water. We drink red Kool-Aid.
All day, mass sugar.
I'm surprised we don't have diabetes. But y'all look tired and dry and dusty. Like, y'all just look like y'all on drugs.
Like, I don't know what's wrong with y'all children. Need like these new millennials. No, we're the last of the millennials. What's next?
A mess. Like, we didn't have pH balanced water. You either drunk it out the water hose, or y'all have pH balanced water with alkaline water, and y'all still look
rough. We didn't even have bottled water back then. But this little nasty little boy, he is on the dance floor, groping his mother's behind, trying to kiss her in the mouth. Art, what is you on? Like, who does that? It's despicable.
He wants her to feel like the most beautiful woman in the world. He wants her to feel special. Like, most rappers buy their mama a house, a car, or a yacht. They don't. I ain't never seen Diddy. And we know he love his mama. I know what his mama look like. I can visualize her because I've seen her so much. I ain't never seen him kissing his mama
in the mouth
or touching her booty. He bought her a house. He keep her dressed. She can travel anywhere she wants. She probably got a plane. He did not kiss her in her mouth.
We want to thank y'all for tuning in to this episode of Play Twins Experience. We is all over the place.
Why is she laughing like she don't mean what she just said?
I hate y'all kids. Y'all just...
Don't forget to follow us on all the socials. We are La Twins Experience on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and La Twins EXP on Twitter.
God, man. And we will catch y'all on the next one.
Bye.
Later. Damn badass kid.
Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so you'll never miss an episode.
If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please be sure to rate and or review the show. It would really help us out. Catch you next time.